state.
Now for a trip around the state and a look at the week's big games.
We got a choir for you, Mike McDonald.
That's incredible.
How about that, huh?
It's incredible. Well done, Dick.
These guys are unbelievable. This is all Randy's doing. We got to give the credit to Randy and to the Total Experience Gospel Choir. But we've had a heck of a start to the show, Mike. I don't know if you heard the last segment, but you know they regaled us with about a 2.5 minute song to open up the show, and then Steve comes on with our big game of the night, and he tells me about a packed house that he was in at Cascade High School tonight, in where Cascade wins on a buzzer beater by 1 point. Ooh. over Kamiak, a rivalry game. So it's been a heck of a start, and you've got a very good team in the Chiawana Riverhawks trying to creep into that top 10. They're very, very close, receiving votes just outside the top 10, facing Kamiakin tonight. What happened?
Well, they are talented, and Dave, they lost their last two games in Mid-Columbia Conference play on the road, but they ended up coming back home and defeating a very strong Kamiakin Braves squad by a final of 74-60. Of note in this team, on this game rather, this entire Chiawana team at the free throw line shooting a total of 31-33, wow. 94% at the charity stripe.
Oh, that makes every coach smile. There's no question
about it. It doesn't make them angry, that's for sure.
That's fantastic. Who got it done for Chiawana tonight?
Great game for Caden Kazir. He's the athletic director's son. He's a senior this year. He's been plagued with injuries, but he's been injury, knock on wood, injury-free this season, and runs the point guard position. But he's found himself in a lot of point guards will just distribute the basketball and don't look for offense. He's looking not only to create points for his team, but also looking to score. He finished with 23 points.
Wow. And who's the main main competition for the Riverhawks for a league championship?
Well, they're on the 4A side, so you got to look to the Richland Bombers, and Richland ended up with a victory. Although it was close, they were trailing by one at Kennewick at the half and ended up pulling away for an 82-65 victory. So that's, and then you have Walla Walla. Walla Walla lost at home tonight to Southridge in a close one. That ended up a final of 44-41, but it's extremely tough to win at Walla Walla.
No question about it. Any other players? I mean, we talked about Stephen Bayo. You just mentioned Caden Kazir. Any other players that we should know about over on that side of the state?
Well, there's another one for Chiawana, the sharpshooter, Andre Voloshin, who's a 5'10 senior guard. He started off slow. It was like neither team could hit a bucket on the south end of the gym at Chiawana High School. Chiawana struggled in the first half on that side, and then Kamiakin finished on that side and really struggled there. But Andre averages 19.3 points per game, and definitely can look. He can spot up anywhere for three and can it. But he wasn't really looking for offense in the first half. He did finish with 14 points tonight.
Beautiful. All right, man. We'll talk to you next week. Appreciate it.
Dick, take care.
You bet. Mike McDonald joins us from Kona Radio down in Pasco.